Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Philadelphia City Council began hearings this week on Mayor Jim Kenney's budget, which was revived to address a $500 million shortfall in revenue. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The hearings are conducted online, which has gone surprisingly smoothly for the most part. Council members take turns picking apart the mayor's budget, each in his or her own way. Councilman Alan Dom passionately decried the mayor's proposal for a real estate tax increase to keep the school district solvent, and then just as passionately criticized a relatively small cut that would eliminate outreach about the federal earned income tax credit, a favorite program of his. A couple of the new members proposed borrowing money for operating costs, and Finance Director Rob Dubow had to explain why that would end up costing more in the long run as debt service became part of the city's fixed cost for years. Mayor Jim Kenney, who spent 23 years in council, says he's open to the members' alternative proposals, but he insists the end product must do what he says his version does, keep Philadelphians safe, healthy, and educated while maintaining core services without violating the charter mandate for a balanced budget. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.